saying everybody's got something wrong with their house, right?
Oh, man. I, if you called my wife right now, she'll give you a laundry list of stuff.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, Ben and Aaron Napier, they have a show on HGTV called Hometown. What they do is they make affordable, realistic changes to people's houses.
Oh, man, you read the tagline. I mean, they're the couple that comes in and redoes the entire town. Ever since Chip and Joanna left, like, they're the couple on HGTV.
But the difference between Chip and Joanna and these guys is, like, they kind of do it more, from what I understand, subtly. So they do it more affordable, like the normal person would do it. Where, like, I mean, Chip and Joanna, it was like, boom! It was like everything changed. It was like high-end changes for a lot of them.
The only thing that made it affordable for Chip and Joanna, they were like, we're going to buy Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
we're gonna buy this whole town, basically.
Anyway, so they do these home renovations, and, you know, there is a lot of internet trolls that say mean things on the internet. And this is what Aaron said.
But we need to talk about something. Comments on my Instagram have been really not nice. Really rude, some of you guys. Y'all realize we design these houses for people who really live in them. And they really read your comments. You're not hurting my feelings at all. You are being really ugly to the people who are living in these houses.
Why are people so mean?
Why is she in a car or a wind tunnel?
Did she ever get the memo that you never read the comments?
Well, they hear back from clients.
You read the comments. You read the comments. Like, I don't care what celebrity you are or anything like that. Every once in a while, you go into the tunnel and you start reading, and they're hurtful, and people are mean. And it's true.
Well, you know, you hear a lot about this, too, is because, I mean, they are clients either way, right? Even though it's a TV show, these are actual clients. This happens with other, you know, renovation shows, too. If somebody's unhappy, like, it comes out.
And the truth is, like, they're nitpicking, and they're saying things are ugly, and they're saying this is broken, and they're saying this, and they're saying that. And the truth is everybody's got something wrong with their house. My septic is broken. My septic, I got a call from my husband that an alarm was going on in our basement, which FYI, I did not know that septics had alarms.
Right. And, good thing that they did.
Right. We would have no idea. And they had to come install a new pump. Boom.
In my kitchen, there is a drawer that doesn't have a handle on it, because if it had a handle on it, you could not open the oven.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
That's
a real thing that the person that owned the house before me did. That's right. And I have to live with it for now.
Okay.
I mean, I live in the most illegal apartment that you have ever heard of in your entire. I don't have a kitchen. There is no kitchen.
Wait a minute. What?
I have a combination hot plate air fryer, two mini fridges, and no kitchen sink.
You're right. I think that is illegal.
Yeah.
That there's is 100%
also,
illegal.
There's also no fire alarm. There's a very steep set of stairs that lead up to it, but there's no door in front of the stairs. But the bathroom's right next to it. So if you open the bathroom door, and I have a bungee system set up. So I got the bungee, and I bungee the bathroom door to the front of the thing so that just in case my son, who's 4, should go flying through the, you know, like the apartment itself, but he doesn't go tumbling down the stairs. But you got to remember, when you leave, you got to re-bungee it. Otherwise, there's no way. Now, there's a door at the bottom of the stairs. There is, in fact, an actual door to my home, but that's at the bottom of this very precipitously steep set of stairs.
That reminds me of the first place me and Paul lived a lot.
I feel like those HGTV people need to go to John's apartment. You know, my apartment with me and Rachel is the bathroom. It needs to be recaulked. It needs to be repainted, but because we rent it, you know, the guy who owns the place is like, oh, no, I'll do it or I'll have someone do it. And it's been like 2 months.
Yeah.
No, it's like we never keep asking about it. And it's just not getting done.
Right.
Listen, what's wrong with your house right now? Let's just get it out there. We'll all share it. 1-800-330-9999. There's a show on HGTV called Hometown. And the hosts are Ben and Aaron Napier. What they do is they restore people's houses, right? But they've realized that people are given a lot of hate online, calling people's houses ugly, shouting out everything that's wrong with their houses. Mm.
What's your favorite renovation show? I mean, I like their show. It's all right. I used to love Chip and Joanna. I like the one Flip or whatever.
I don't watch any of them anymore. I feel like it had a time in my life, and that time is over.
I like the one where, you know, they show the other houses. You could buy this house, or here's your house after we renovated it. But I never understand why they pick their own house
over
and over and over.
That's why
again.
I had to stop watching that show. Why do we call it the options when you know they're going to stay in their house? It doesn't make any sense.
People hate to pack boxes.
That's true. But you know what? Everybody's got something wrong with their house. Why are we picking on these poor people that are part of these shows? 1-800-330-9999. Carolyn, what's wrong with your house right now?
The heat is broken, and the only way to turn it on is using the emergency valve.
Oh, that doesn't sound safe.
No.
I mean, that doesn't sound... I'm not an electrician, but... I've seen an electrician on television before. Mm-hmm. I've seen them in the driveway, in work vehicles.
You
know,
met
that type
them.
Of stuff.
You've met an
I've met them, right. I've talked to them. I could introduce you to one because I think you need one.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, good luck with that. Wish you the best.
Good luck. Bobby, what's wrong with your house?
Well, I recently bought a brand new house, so I figured there'd be no problem, right? Well, when you go through the model homes and you say, wow, look at this open floor plan. It's so open. It's so big. You got this great room and the dining room and the kitchen all right there. Fantastic. Well, you buy it, and then you find out that you sit in that room and everyone can see what you're doing. You have no privacy. It is like, man, can I read a book without someone noticing? Can I scratch anywhere? No, can't do anything.
Right. In theory,
open floor plan.
It was your perfect layout. In practice, now I can't get away with a thing.
Nice for entertaining.
Betsy, what's wrong with your house?
Well, we moved into this brand new house, which is gorgeous. And, you know, we're very excited about it. Couple months in, we realized there's some water leaking in the bathroom. And turns out when they built the house, it's a new development and they were building it really quickly. They drilled the towel rack, like the bar that where you hang the towel in the bathroom. They drilled it on the wrong side of the wall and they drilled right into a sewer line.
Oh my God, that's
so they
a big
had to
mistake.
Come in and demolish our entire, like through the pantry and our kitchen into the bathroom. And we were not able to use this part of our house for like a month.
That's awful.
Yeah. I'd be worried what else they did.
Well, sometimes that new construction.
Yeah.
They do it quick and it looks beautiful. And you move in and you're like, wait a minute, I could hear everything happening in my neighbor's house 3 miles away.
Every one of those lines that's in a wall is supposed to have like a guard. So if they miss that, what else did they miss, right? Did they stab some electrical lines, gas lines? You know what? I don't want to make this worse for you.
No, let's hope that was just it. That one thing.
Sewage in your pantry and downstairs bathroom is enough.
Right. George, how about you? What's wrong with your house you found out after you moved in?
That we have a cat. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, and I asked the real estate agent if the previous owners left their cat, and they said no, that they didn't. But there is a cat that either was just so super smart, I don't know what it was, but it is 100%, you know, at the door, just, here I am, this is my house. So, you know, we just, it's our cat now.
The cat
came with the house. We have a cat.
Right.
I have to trust it. I'm like, okay, this is destiny. This cat is our cat.
Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents. Available online and in stores near you.